Westlake City Schools Board of Education regular board meeting for Monday, August the 27th, 2018. Roll call.
Kraft.
Here.
Lozinski.
Here.
Fanukin.
Here.
Stoll.
Here.
Dr. Winter is on her way.
Could all join me standing for the Pledge of Allegiance?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Welcome. It's great to see everyone. Our first full week of school for our students. The board, superintendent, treasurer had an opportunity to wander next door. We had a tour of the new building going up, which was fantastic. Thank you, Mr. DePaca, for leading us. That was fantastic. We also say thank you to Porter Public Library. Director Mangels, thanks for inviting us today. And it is wonderful to be here. Thank you. If I can have a, is there a motion to approve the agenda?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Roll call.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Fanukin?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Motion carries.
At this time, we have a hearing of the public. Is there anyone who wishes to address the board at this time on any agenda issues? Seeing no one, approval of the minutes. We've all had an opportunity to see those minutes, make any or suggest any changes to those minutes. Is there anyone here who opposes the minutes? Any additions to be made? Is there an approval? For those that want to approve these minutes, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No. The ayes have it. The minutes are approved. At this time, we're going to move on to Section 3, Informative Reports. And if I may, I'm going to call Mrs. Kelly Rocco of the Educational Office of Professionals, who is going to present something to Mr. Paul Wilson. Mrs. Rocco?
Thank you very much.
Thanks for joining us tonight.
I'm representing the Educational Office of Professionals of Ohio, and we are a professional organization for any educational office professional. We work and we provide professional development opportunities for staff to attend, and we provide opportunities for recognition of an administrator as well as members of our organization. They have the opportunity to nominate somebody as an Educational Office Professional of the Year as well as an administrator. And so today, here to recognize Mr. Paul Wilson and present a plaque. He was nominated by Dana Hoffman as the Administrator of the Year. And I'm just going to share with the audience, Mrs. Rance Olson.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you very much.
Congratulations. Exudes professionalism and has a work ethic work ethic that is second to none. He is a leader who treats everyone professionally and puts in the countless hours to shape the high school in his image. Mr. Olson is a true educational leader and is continuously working with his staff to improve the quality of education as well as the opportunities provided at Westlake High School. He is a person who makes everyone around him better as he puts them in a position to succeed and unlock their talents. Mr. Olson has gone above and beyond, spending countless evenings and weekends building partnerships with the community to help with staff and student development. When you talk about Paul, you're talking about family and the community. He serves with patience and a smile on his face. During Mr. Olson's time at Westlake City Schools, he has provided excellent leadership in highly effective yet challenging buildings, and he continues to work very effectively with the staff, community, and his fellow administrators. He has a sincere commitment to education and developing the skills of those around him. Mr. Olson has developed a strong rapport with the staff, and much of that is due to the trust that the team members have in him. Paul leads by example.
And also, I just want to say on behalf of the board, we couldn't have said it better. We have the good fortune to have you here in the district. We know you're changing the world. And we have a good fortune to have you right here in Westlake. So congratulations.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate it.
We thank Mrs. Wilson for being here as well, for those of you who haven't met her.
Yes. At this time, we're going to move on to a report from CAC and Director Mangles. Oh, Mary Essick. Okay. Mary, thank you. Mary Essick.
Yeah, so as you know, Andrew and I are co-chairing
right,
this year.
Right.
I guess I'll go.
He's coming up.
Moral support, because he had my best. We had our first meeting last week with our group, and we have 8 members this year, which is wonderful. We started off with about 14 topic ideas at the meeting, had great discussion, and narrowed those down to 4, which I believe you were all provided prior to this meeting. So our goal tonight is to get your input and guidance on which topic or topics you would like us to pursue this year. And Andrew and I discussed it. We do think that with having so many members, we could probably tackle two topics this year for research. So I don't know if you want me to read through these.
I do.
Okay. The first one was best early intervention practices in the educational needs of children with special needs and or disabilities. The second was best practices for managing student stress through a balanced curriculum that offers the opportunity for more physical education and activity and flexible learning environments. The third was best practices for implementing accelerated learning opportunities. And the fourth, best practices for identifying and securing alternative funding mechanisms to supplement the Westlake City School District's budget, such as grant writing. So those are the 4.
Any comments from the board?
Are we going to let you know which ones we want tonight? Is that would work easier for you?
Ideally, if you could, that would be great. If you need to think about them and discuss them further.
Hi, Carol. Hi. Didn't see you before. Hi, John.
And I do apologize for coming in late.
I like the second one very much in light of what's going on with our students today, and it is stressful, and so many kids are suffering from anxiety and depression, and I think that would be very useful to us. And I also like number 4 because any extra money is also very useful. So those would be my 2 favorites.
As I think about grants, I think about all the things that you can pursue goal-wise, and anytime that you have those funds in order to try to accomplish things. I think about being a part of nonprofits, and grant writing is such an important part of those nonprofits. So that's something that really stuck out to me that I would be in favor of. Any other comments?
I concur with the grants. I think that's extremely important.
I'm with Barb.
Stress and money.
Stress and money.
Thank you.
Okay, so we, it sounds like one of them is the grant writing.
Grant writing.
I'm sorry, supplemental funding mechanism.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, and I would concur with that, yeah. The stress, I think that that would be helpful, but the grant writing is important as well.
You know, and what we're doing with the strategic plan, I think you're right on. And that was something, and even as PTA, I know Dawn Evans is the PTA event person, and she puts together these fantastic events for parents to come to. And I think last year over in Parkside, she had a panel of local professionals and who spoke to what they're seeing in local counseling offices about stress and anxiety. And what I really like about number two is I believe in the how you developed your, and Dana was in there, so she kind of gave me some insight to how you guys combined some things. And I think there was, phys ed may have been separate, and then anxiety, and then the thought to bring them together, I thought was really bright, you know, because I think that gives us another lens to look at it through physical activity and not mm-hmm. just specifically our counseling departments. So that really appealed to me.
I think there's a lot of opportunity in that area when, for those in the room who know, we're working on how to collaborate with the new school over here. Mm-hmm. And when we met with some of the teachers, one of the things we proposed was a story walk, for example. And the teachers got very excited about that concept. And one of them actually said, even if we don't wind up coming to the library, that would be really cool to take a study, a brain break, I think is what she said, mm-hmm. to go outside, maybe do a story walk, which I think those are the thinking outside the box kinds of things that don't even have to be curriculum development stuff.
Sure.
But to take 10 minutes out of a class to just, let's go outside, do a story walk, and come back in and refocus, something along those mm-hmm. lines. There's a lot that can be done in that area. And on the grant writing side, I think that there's a lot here at the library. You may or may not know, we're a cooperating collection of the Cleveland Foundation. So we teach classes and offer help on how to find grants and grant writing right here at the library. So there's a lot of things that tie into both of these suggestions and make them good.
Yeah, just one more point on the grant writing. I agree with the board, and I had a conversation with Kathy Maxwell earlier today, and we talked about these four topics and specifically grant writing. And it can be a little more difficult in a suburb that is considered a have, you know, to get grants. So I think having a focused person or department on those mm-hmm. grants would probably be mm-hmm. beneficial. Mm-hmm. But I'm curious to see what you would find.
Right. The only thing I would add to that is the committee has decided to really keep it tradition, I think, is that third Monday of the month for our meetings. They're held here at Porter Library on the second floor in the boardroom. I think in the past we typically met at 7:30. We've moved it up, we're gonna meet at 7 to see if we maybe get out a little earlier as well.
Sure.
And our meetings will be very strategic in nature to make sure that the work is divided up. In the past we've had, they've been a little more on the working side of things. We're gonna try and get more away from that and have the work done outside the committee. So you'll see a little bit of change when you come to those meetings. And we've been very grateful to have a representative of the board attend those. So third Monday of the month at 7 p.m. is when they will be.
Okay, we'll have a conversation with the board and we'll continue to participate.
And we have tickled the fancy of anyone in the audience who's like, what's this CAC thing? How do I get involved? You can talk to either one of us and we'd be happy to let you know a little bit more about it.
So do we have two topics?
Okay.
Yes.
Judges,
like yes, you do.
All right. Sounds like you.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Right.
Thank you. Thank you for your work.
If I may, at this time, I'd like to reach out to 3D and ask Mr. Zupaka. Here he is. And Dave, can we move that construction report up?
As you indicated earlier, some of the board members took a tour at 5 o'clock, which I thought was great. And again, you guys are welcome anytime. And any questions, please contact us. Let us know. You're definitely welcome anytime. Kind of to go along with what you saw during a walkthrough, I prepared a little recap or update of what's going on. The last two pages of the update indicate the breakdown of the units, unit A to D of the building, and then the last page actually gives a little description of what those areas actually entail or include, so that as we speak, you kind of get an idea of what it is. So, you know, area A is, you know, pretty much mechanical and receiving in the kitchen and cafeteria. Area B is administration and gymnasium, and then as we were walking out this evening, you saw the music and the art area, and then the pre-kindergarten area. And then the area C is grades 3 and 4, two stories, two floors. And area D, it includes a kindergarten and grades 1 and 2, two stories. So then back to the first page. Kind of like I say, I gave a little breakdown exactly what's going on and what's going to be going on. The site work, which we didn't really pay much attention to today, it's pretty much roughed in, and the site work will actually start in earnest like around March. Okay, so, but just kind of gave a little update. Stormwater protection, which is the silt fencing, the water runoff of the site, that kind of thing. It's actually changing hands as far as contractors go on site. Up until now, the excavation or bid package 2A contractor had the responsibility to make sure that it was all in accordance with EPA. That's going to be turning over to what we call a bid package 32A contractor, or the final site package. So as of September, that'll be their responsibility. And I just made a note here that in accordance to a request from the city and the fire department, some of the curb radius, or radii, I guess is the way you would say that, it's changed from 5 foot to 10 foot. And that's at entrances to two of the parking areas, the larger area on the north and the other smaller area on the west. And that's basically for the fire department's negotiating of turns and curves. And that'll be addressed once the site work actually starts. So area A is where the structural steel started. The area above the maintenance and mechanical rooms was complete in July. And we started back on August the 20th with the steel for the cafeteria, the stage, the main trusses in that area, and the steel in between. That's completing this week. And we started to receive the steel for what we call sequence 3, which is a gymnasium. So that started coming out today. And then following the detail, what we call detailing or tightening of the bolts and the welding of the steel, we'll follow up with the light gauge roof trusses over the cafeteria. Right now, that's anticipated for next week, but that's something that we're following for the actual completion of the steel. Preparation for the slab on grade is underway in the kitchen. We anticipate pouring or placing the concrete for the area of the freezer and cooler later this week. And then area A should, actually, the concrete slab on grade should be placed next week. Okay, so area B, which again is the gymnasium, we talked about the steel coming for that area next week, and that'll continue through roughly September 11th. And we're currently prepping for the slab on, or the slab on grade prep is complete in that area. We anticipate that to follow the kitchen concrete placement. Area C, which is again the third and fourth grade areas, the slab on grade for that area was also placed on August the 20th. That's where we were walking and you saw that concrete. Area D, which is the first and second grade area, that's the area that was being prepped for slab on grade placement. That's scheduled for Wednesday. And then through our tour, you saw the firewalls or the separation between areas where the concrete for the second floor or the second layer of those areas is scheduled to be placed tomorrow. Okay, and then slab on grade is scheduled to be placed, like I said, August 29th. and then a couple of general things. You know, we did have the public and the staff beam signings the week of August 11th. Those beams are wrapped and back on site, and those will be integrated into the academic area steel. And then I just made a note, the duct drawings, which is the initial phase of the mechanical or HVAC drawings for the first floor, have been submitted, reviewed, and approved or reviewed or returned. And that'll kick off the MEP, what we call the MEP coordination process, which is basically how do we fit everything into the area above the ceiling. So that'll start now that we have those drawings back.
As Rich had noted, we're to a point in the project where we are having weekly meetings. Rich, myself, Tim Newfer from Wesco, we meet to talk about some of those coordination items. They also have pre-installation meetings with the individual contractors. At the meetings as well, we have Brewer Garrett. They are a third-party commissioning agent that the district has hired. They are another set of eyes that take a look at the project just to make sure everything's going where it needs to go. Those meetings are going well, and the team's working really well together.
Dave mentioned Brewer Garrett. They've actually already started some site inspection, so we do get some input from them.
You know, one of the things that we talked about when we were on the site is actually how good of a site that is. I know there were concerns at first because of the elevation and the fill that was there, but it's really turned into what we heard is a nice site to work on.
Yeah, the foundation design that was, finally come upon or utilized is really fits for that site and for what it was used for.
And it drains well, and it's big enough where you can stage all your equipment on the site. So it seems...
Great location.
Yeah.
It really turned out, it was a good, really good selection.
And that was good to hear. I think about many of us, we knew how, what soil from around the city for years had been laid there, and it was somewhat of an unknown, what was drainage going to be like? So it's very good to know drainage there is excellent. Sometimes I see those big mounds of dirt, and one big expense, of course, is trying to get that dirt out of there. But none of that dirt is going to be trucked out of there. That dirt will be spread out, so that's a cost that will not occur.
Yeah, that's actually topsoil that was stripped prior to the start, and that'll be re-spread and, you know, mechanically sieved and that kind of thing, and put back in place.
Right on. So Dr. Gagne, to your point, it's a great site.
Yeah, that's, it's great to hear.
What else?
Either of you just quickly comment on the widening of Center Ridge Road and what's happening there?
In my monthly report, I did send a picture out of that. The utility company has been out there, and they set the poles back, what will be in the right-of-way. So they are going to be prepared to string new telephone communication and electrical lines on those new poles. If you notice, it goes further than just our site. It comes over into the library site here, and it goes past as well. So they are moving forward with that, and of course, you've seen the staging of the gas pipe that's been out front there as well for the gas company, so...
Yeah, that is actually their pipe. That's not ours. That's actually for the street widening. That's the gas.
So it looks like work's moving forward on that.
And while it's certainly related to our project, because it was part, but this is not part of our project costs. This is actually part of the agreement that the city is widening Center Ridge, installing a traffic light, taking care of that public right-of-way area.
And just so you know, the entrance that we're using right now, that's really a temporary construction entrance. The main entrance will actually be farther west, and then there's another entrance, basically at, almost at the property line, or the edge of that north parking area to the east. So that's not where the main entrance is going to be.
Anything else?
Sounds good.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.